Hi everyone, this is Jane Schroeder. I'm going to talk about some issues now that are going on in the Earth realm with Mark Wilburn. Would you want to introduce yourself, Mark?
Hey Jane, it's great to be with you, and always fun, always a pleasure. We've been talking for a while before we even got this thing started, and just having a blast. And so it's a huge honor to be with you on this platform and just kind of talk a little bit about what's going on financially and what people can do for themselves. I know I've had a lot of questions come in from on our platform, NEOS Capital Development Group, saying, hey, what can we do to prepare for what's coming? I know that you've had a lot of questions and a lot of other people are getting questions as well. And so, I think this is a really timely chat that we can have.
It certainly is. People have been asking me all the time what they should do with their money. Should they just leave it in the bank? Should they be investing in property? What should they be doing in precious metals? Should they be investing in gemstones, copper, silver, gold? And I've been watching how it's playing out on the stock exchange and how it's playing out how right now, as Mark will explain, that silver and gold, it's going through the roof, the price of it, from 5 months ago when the lockdown first started. So I just thought it'd be really good to bring some encouragement and some clarity and understanding on where we're at financially in the nation, and just everybody. People are worried about their homes, their kids and families, and what to do with it. Savings, people are asking me all the time, what's the Lord saying, what do we do with our savings? So I just thought it would be brilliant to have some expert advice, and I am truly honored to have you on here, Mark, today. It's wonderful.
Oh, thank you so much. The pleasure is mine, but let's jump into it. I think a lot of people are worried because they don't want to see another major recession. And the other side of that is seeing massive deflation happen, which actually undervalues your currency. And so, it destroys your buying power. What we're seeing is a lot of movement in silver, in gold, as a hedge against that in society right now. And so to kind of give people an idea of where we're at, the price of silver, the spot price of silver right now is at $22.85 while we're talking at the moment. And from the low in March to our current, that represents about a 96% increase in the price of silver.
Wow, that's massive.
Now, silver is not tracking as it normally does with gold. Silver actually had a pretty substantial dip for a while there, past its normal low, and now it is catching up with gold. But to kind of put things in a frame of reference, silver's all-time high is roughly around $50 as far as the strike price of silver. And so, you're only sitting at 22. So there's a lot of room for potential growth there to pick it up. Now, the question then becomes, well, what kind of silver do I want to buy? What denominations do I want to have? I'm a big fan of having multiple denominations of physical silver. And so going to a reputable currency exchange or mint in your local country, wherever you're listening to this at, and purchasing from that mint to get physical coins that you can hold in your hand. Yeah. Now, there's this worry of, well, what happens if fiat currency or dollars or pounds or euros or whatever currency, you use becomes worthless? And you have to have silver, you have to have gold. And so for that reason, if that's a fear or if that's a thought you're having or something that the Lord's speaking to you to do, I recommend different sizes. So not just buying ounce or 2 ounce coins, but 1/10 ounce coins. And the reason I say that, Jane, is if you have a 1/10 ounce coin and the price of silver, let's just round up, is $25 an ounce, that 1/10 ounce is $2.50.
Sorry.
Right? And so rather than only having $25 1 ounce coins or $50 2 ounce coins to barter and trade with, it actually gives you a little bit better ability to say, hey, I'm not willing to give you $50 for this, but I will give you this $25. I'm not willing to give you $25 for this, but I will give you $250 for it. right? And so if currency becomes worthless or we lose buying power because of it, having that silver in that lower denomination of, you know, 1/10 ounces to 1 ounces, 2 ounces gives you that ability to barter and change goods and services. Mm-hmm. So to me, I like silver. I actually like silver for bartering more than I do gold, just because gold gets so expensive.
Yeah.
Now, if you're looking to buy some bigger ticket items, then I think you should have gold. And I think everyone should have some type of denomination of gold. And so to kind of give everyone an idea of where gold is based on its current moves, the all-time high of gold is at $1,917 per ounce. And so that happened back in 2011. Roughly, gold is currently at 1897. Wow. And so gold has actually been in a very strong uptrend since about end of 2018. It's the price has really started ticking higher, where silver has not. And so if you correlate silver and gold, if silver was tracking with gold specifically right now, silver would be closer to $48-$49 per ounce instead of 21. And that's why I like silver. I still think it's got a lot more room to grow, where gold is nearing its all-time highs. Now it could break out of its all-time highs easily and continue to move higher. But mm-hmm. since the lockdown in March, to kind of give everyone an idea, you know, gold is up about 30%, 31%. The price of gold.
Yeah.
And so silver's up 98%. Gold's only up 31%. And so I still think gold does have some room to the upside to purchase and move forward with. But how much, I'm not 100% sure.
Okay. Right. Are you saying right now, if people want to invest in gold and buy gold and silver, that obviously they need to buy smaller quantities of it, smaller amounts, like a gram or whatever, a smaller amount? And is it actually a good time to buy it now? Do you think they should be buying it?
I always think it's a good time to pick up metals when you can. I would not go empty my entire account. You know, like if I had $10,000 allocated to buy gold or silver with, I wouldn't put all 10 grand in right now.
No.
So yeah, what I would do, because, you know, gold could easily take a drop of about $50 to $100 an ounce before continuing to move higher. And so, you know, doing that, I think, would be a smart idea to kind of wait, see where that takes it. Silver, it's hard to get right now, number one, and so that's also driving the price up. But you know, if you had $10,000 and you're like, I want to divide this between gold and silver, then I would probably tell you, hey, do 60-40 silver, look for some lower denominations, because I think it does have the bigger potential to run higher, where gold, you know, and I think gold can run higher. I mean, I think gold could actually break a new all-time high here. I mean, we're only about $20 away, $30 away from the previous high. And so I really think we could easily break that. You're only looking at another 1.25% move to break it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, another 1.5% higher and boom, you're there. And so there's a lot, you know, there's a lot of talk right now, and especially with the Fed printing the money. You know, the COVID bailouts, I know the European Union just approved a big bailout as well. At some point, you can't keep printing money and have no consequences for it.
Yes.
And so just from looking at what we've done in the U.S., the amount of money that we've printed in the last 6 months almost equates to a quarter of our national debt in 6 months.
Wow.
Wow. It's that extreme. And so, you know, we had like a $3 trillion bailout package, and they're talking about another potential $2 trillion. Well, we had about a $21 trillion debt. Now we're adding to that another $5 trillion. That's a lot. At what point do we have to pay the piper? And so having silver and gold as a backup, I think, is a really, really smart thing to do. I wouldn't do it from a fear perspective. I wouldn't do it from a fear perspective. But, you know, if this is something that you really feel the Lord's put on your heart, you need to do something with your money, you need to move it around, you want to buy some tangible physical assets in case it goes, you lose buying power, or, you know, the price of goods skyrockets, then, hey, I would look at those metals.
Wow, that's really good, Mark. Thank you for that wisdom. And, you know, people just, and the other thing is as well, you know, we have a God that cares for us and looks after us personally, and he knows all about us, knows all our problems and our worries and things. Mm-hmm. And this is the time to definitely humble ourselves and pray and seek his face and seek what his will is for us and our nations.
Absolutely. And
that apathy needs to shift off the church and off everybody, really. It needs to be shifting. We need to be moving together with this. I mean, my age now, I've been through lots of different movements, lots of different things, but it all comes back to praying. It all comes back to that place of union with Christ and seeking his face, humbling ourselves and praying and seeking his face.
Well, it's one thing for us to think we have an answer. It's another thing for us to hear the Holy Spirit's answer.
Yeah.
You know, and I think for so long we've come into a place where we have an answer for that solution, so we don't pray and ask Jesus for what he's got.
Yeah. We think we're too self-sufficient. We don't need God to do everything for us and be with us and do what we're doing. It's like we just become, in a sense, God, that we make our own decisions and we don't need him. Right. And then people around us, that we're meant to be the signposts, for want of a better analogy, it doesn't help them either. And then situations like this come of panic and chaos and all sorts of crazy things going on. And, you know, they're asking us now, well, what do you think? What do you think Yahweh's saying? People ask me all the time now, well, what's God saying? You know God, and you know what's he's doing. Well, first of all, I lead them to him. Do you know him? Do you want him? Do you really want to know what's going on? Well,
right.
It's a good idea if you get to know Jesus and let Holy Spirit into your life, and you let God govern your life and your family and your finances, first of all, and then help them learn how to pray, because a lot of people now don't even know how to pray.
Right.
They don't understand how prayer works. And it's not a formula, but there are certain things that we need to know how to pray and how to come before God. And I do a lot of reading on Celtic history and stuff like that, and engage with part of what's in the nation. And, you know, the Celtic saints can teach us a lot of how to pray. And people say to me, oh, you don't fast anymore, do you? And I go, why? Is that a swear word, fasting? There are many different types of prayer, many different ways we can pray. And first and foremost, we ask our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done. We've got a prayer before we even start if we don't know how to pray.
Come on.
And recently I just done a little bit of a study. The Lord said to me one day when I woke up, Chronicles 7:14, and it says it all here. If my people called by my name, we are called by his name, we are marked by him, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face. Seek his face, seek his will. What's he saying? And turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear. It's all through the Bible, isn't it? The tribe of Israel, all the different things, the children of Israel wandering around 40 years in the desert. I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and will heal their land.
Come on.
And I think about healing the land, heals disease, heals pestilence.
Come on.
It'll heal what's going on. It's all there. Prayer.
Yeah, you've got Elisha, the prophet, who, remember, he healed the undrinkable waters.
That's right.
Right? There was a land that there was undrinkable water in it, the bitter waters. And, mm-hmm. you know, he went and prayed, got strategy, and then used that strategy to bring healing to a people.
That's right.
And so, I mean, it's right there. And I think we're in a time where we really need to have a relationship where we can pray and get that strategy mm-hmm. and then move forward with it. Now, I do believe that asking people for input is always key, because a proverb says that there's wisdom found in a multitude of counselors.
That's right. It's good.
And so having different voices that you can hear, but at the same time, there should be a concurrent theme running through those voices.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so if there's not, then hey, either everybody's wrong or you really need to trust what you're hearing. But most of the time, if you're seeking people that you know hear the Lord, like yourself or Stevie or some of the other friends that we have, and you're hearing what these men and women are saying who we know intimately walk with the Lord, and it's resonating with what God's telling you, take some action.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I really think that's where a lot of us go wrong, is we hear something, but then we don't act on it. We're hearers of the word, but we're not the doers of the word. Right. And so,
come on, I love that, Mark.
You can hear, bringing it back to this conversation you shared with me earlier, where we had a conversation. I hope you don't mind me saying this publicly. If you do, we can edit it. but we had a conversation about buying silver and precious metals. And at the start of COVID in, you know, March or April or somewhere in there, we had a conversation. I was like, you know, I'd really look at buying some silver right now. And you went and did it. And now you're sitting on an investment that's up, you know, roughly, depending on when you got it, let's just say you got it in April, you're up 50% on that investment.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so, but you were a doer of what you heard counsel say, because you were already feeling that in your spirit anyway. It wasn't that you were saying, Mark, what do you want to do? And I'm going to take what you give me and just do what you say. You had already been feeling that. And you're like, hey, this is what I'm feeling. I know this is an area that you have pioneered and you've got a lot of practice in. What do you think? And so when I confirmed what you had already heard, you went and did it. But how many times do we, you know, pray, get a strategy from heaven, hear something? I come to you and I'm like, hey, Jane, what are you hearing? What you say confirms what I've already heard. And now it's my responsibility to go do it. And I'm just like, well, maybe then I can send an angel to go do it for me.
That's good. And we're all guilty of that.
We're all guilty of it.
Yeah. But the grace and the Lord's like, okay, let's have another go at this. Come on.
You know, you know, like the whole COVID thing. And I know that Lindy Masters, whom we both love and adore, talked about jumping on the curve and really governing over your state or your nation with the, you know, the infected rate and the death toll rate. And then you hear Ian Clayton mention similar things like that. Oh, that's great. Well, why have you been doing it? Are mm-hmm. we just trying to get those specific individuals to do it for us? Where is that responsibility coming from?
That's right. And that's what's going on right now, where the people are saying they're not being horrible about the ecclesia and the church, for want of a better word, the body of Christians, the body of Christ. But what they're trying to say is, wake up, come on, what are you doing about it? What are you proactively doing? What are you doing? And that's the message we've been singing for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
And on a practical level, you know, hiding in your house when your neighbor can't get out, is elderly and needs some shopping and needs some bread and needs something, you know, it becomes silly. Where's your faith? Where's your faith? John G. Late held the plague on his hands. Where's your faith in this?
Go pray. Go see what they need. See what your neighbor needs. You know,
contact somebody if you don't want to go around there and do it. Have some bread delivered from Tesco. You know what I'm
Absolutely.
Saying?
Yeah, no, it's true. You know, there's so much of society has shifted where it's possible to do these things, but a lot of those elderly folks who maybe they're terrified to go out because they have a pre-existing condition.
That's right.
You know, why don't you help them? You don't know where, maybe they're a Christian. Okay, great. You can sow into them. What if they're a widow? You know what kind of blessing you get when you help orphans and widows? That's huge.
Oh, definitely. That's wonderful.
Or what if they don't know the Lord? And then here you are saying, hey, I know you're older. If you're afraid to go get groceries, I'd love to go pick them up for you. I can deliver them to you, whatever. You know, I'm running to the store. Do you need anything? I know for my family and I, we had the toilet paper crisis here in the States. And so when we would see toilet paper, we would just buy it because our grandparents here local, they didn't know. And so they literally were running out of toilet paper because they didn't watch a lot of TV. They didn't know there was this crisis going on. And so we were able to give them from our stash. You know, we opened it up to our neighborhood. Like, hey, if anyone's running out of toilet paper, we've got some. You know? Now my entrepreneurial side was like $20 a roll. I'm kidding. I didn't do that. I didn't do that, but
I think that's wonderful. Oh, I love that, Mark. Flogging toilet rolls at 3 times the price.
Wouldn't that be terrible?
That would be hilarious, but it wouldn't be good.
But we, you know, but it's taking what you've heard and being a doer of it, you know, listening to the wise counsel. And so, you know, when to bring it full circle back to this financial thing, if you've been hearing the Lord tell you, you know, you need to buy silver, you need to buy gold, maybe you just didn't know what you needed to buy. Right. And so I would encourage you. It's not too late to do it. I would just look at some smaller denominations with the bigger denomination. So instead of just buying an ounce of gold or an ounce of silver, you know, buy a gram like you were talking about. Get a couple grams of gold. Get some 1/10 ounces of silver. Get some 1 ounce silver coin, something like that. And then, you know, and I think especially for the majority of people, because, you know, gold is $1,900 an ounce. It's expensive.
Yes.
You know, if they can't afford that, then okay, let's start getting some 1 ounce pieces or 1/10 ounce pieces, get some grams of gold, keep those up, and then also put some more money into the silver because it also has, I think it's got more room to go, like we were talking about.
While you were saying that, one funny thing before we go, I was thinking, oh, could get some gold fillings.
go get a filling. Pull your tooth out and then go back to the dentist for some more work. Oh. It fell out. I don't know what happened to it.
Ah, I solved it. Oh, no. Yahweh always has, and Holy Spirit, I always find, always has a little bit of fun with all these things, but it's wonderful. So, well, thank you so much, Mark. It's wonderful chatting with you, and it's wonderful that you share your entrepreneurial skills with us all. Thank you so much,
thank
Mark.
You. Well, it's been a pleasure to be on with you today, Jane. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.